Earn like a princess, spend like a duchess. That is the motto of our next guest. She wears a big floppy hat in her photo and goes by a single name, Sherry. But otherwise, she's pretty public about her journey to financial freedom. Sherry runs Save, Spend, Splurge, and she joins us now from an undisclosed location. Are you in the FBI Witness Protection Program, Sherry?
I am not, but I actually do disclose where I am. Everybody knows I'm from Montreal. So
okay. All right. I didn't see that on your homepage. You're from Montreal.
I'm just a transplant.
Fantastic. Earn like a princess, spend like a duchess. What does that mean to you?
For me, it means that I'm really focused on making as much money as possible, in whatever way that means. Either it means with side hustles, or it means negotiating a higher pay each time there was a review, or just getting a better job. All of that matters a lot. And I think a lot of that gets overlooked. When we think about money, we think only about the other side, which is the spending like a duchess part, which is saving, economizing, clipping coupons, you know. So for me, there's two sides of it. It's making as much as possible and spending as little as you reasonably can and still keeping a balance in your life.
Yeah, you do have a measured approach here, and we'll talk a bit about some of your passions and some of the things that you choose to spend on. But I want to get to your story just as the foundation here. After climbing out of a pretty big debt, you hit a personal net worth of $1 million at age 36. What Yes. was the single biggest change you made? If you had to boil it down to one thing.
It's learning how to manage my money. Financial literacy is so key. I can't even, if I could sing this from a rooftop, so I would.
Right.
It's the one thing that made me realize how little I knew about my money and how I wish I'd started much, much, much younger. So financial literacy.
You have three basic questions about spending on your blog. Can I pay for it in cash? Will I still hit all my money goals? And do I love it? How
Yes.
hard is it to answer that last question in particular? Because people who have a predisposition to spending often love lots of things.
This is me. I love everything. So everything I touch, I think I can't get rid of it. I love it. I want to buy it all. In fact, I want to buy it, its brothers, its sisters, and all the different colors it comes in.
I did but notice the ancient Greek sapphire platinum sandals for $171.17.
And that's a low amount for me. Okay.
This is wow.
That's not considered an expensive pair of shoes, but I digress. For me, it's more if you really want to buy something, first of all, I keep a wish list. I'm not just randomly buying things that I like, which I used to do when I was younger. I used to go into a store and just randomly pick things and think, oh, I want this and this and the cheapest possible, because I was all about quantity. As I got older, it was more about quality. And because it's more about quality, I'm way pickier. I won't buy things that are of a fast fashion sort of, you know, mainstream retail brand, unless I really like the style. And I'll go for something that's basically designer, but on a budget, which means secondhand. So if you really like something, you have to think, how much do I like it in the sense that will I be able to wear it often? Is it just a one trick pony that I like just because some influencer is wearing it? Or is it something that fills a gap in my wardrobe? So that's, you know, the second question that I ask myself. The first one is, am I going to derail any money goals if I purchase this item? And that's the number one thing that I use as a filter for purchasing.
And what are some examples of money goals? Because that can be defined in lots of different ways.
Well, this year I had a couple of goals. I wanted to make about $50,000 in side income. So I hit that. I also I wanted to save about 80% of my income, which I also did as well.
Wow.
I mean, it's things like that, right? You set goals thinking to yourself, hey, I want to save 80%. If I buy this, it's going to drop me to 79. So do I really want it? I really want to hit that goal. And I'm one of those type A, I want to hit all the goals that I have and do all the check marks on the boxes. So that really helps me when I set these kinds of challenges for myself. My other goal was to also hit 150K in income. COVID actually had me lose my contract at the beginning of the year. So I almost didn't make it, but I think I'll hit it with my side incomes. So it'll be all right. And my long-term goal is to have $1 million in invested assets. So meaning not in my house, not in my car. I mean like in the bank and in the stock market. So right now I'm a millionaire, but with assets.
I mentioned that you're private about your, you know, your name and your face, but not about your spending. $44.46 on medical spending, including magnesium pills. I love the details. I want to ask you, how do you track your spending? And do you think you'll reach a point at which you won't track anymore?
I'm going to answer the second question first. I will never not track. I'm a statistics freak.
Right.
I love knowing.
So in your retirement, you'll be like, I'm 98 and I spent $42.75 on denture cream.
Yes, that is exactly going to be me. You'll be able to ask me, hey, when did you buy that denture cream? I'll say, oh, let me check. April 2nd.
Right.
And I actually use something that I developed while I was getting out of all that debt called, which I call now the budgeting tool or the wealth building tool. And I sell it on thebudgetingtool.com for $25. And I actually donate all the net proceeds of that to charities, which actually helps lower some of my taxable income, which is the benefit that I get, the altruistic benefit. And I just use that to track everything. I have my expenses in there. I track my income. I track all of my side incomes. I track my net worth. There's basically nothing that I think is important that I don't track in this tool.
And how come you don't use a third party site like a Quicken or a Mint or something like that, that just goes around scraping your bank accounts and putting it into a handy dandy cash flow?
You just said it. It's because it scrapes my information. And for something that's free, I always question myself, why is it free? It's free for a reason, because they're probably taking that information, using it for statistics to try and sell more or to figure out where people are spending their money to do, you know, to sell it for marketing purposes. And I don't like that because I'm quite private in general, and I'm also a security freak.
Right. So, and it sounds like you like putting pen to paper or numbers into the spreadsheet. Now, for the record, Quicken is a fee for service. You do pay for it, but I take your point that people are trying to get your data any way that they can. Now, what would be your number one tip for people who are looking to achieve a specific money goal?
A specific money goal. I would say that if they're trying to hit a money goal, they have to understand their why. Why do they want, for instance, to have 20% down for a home? Is it because they want to buy a home and then that way they can start decorating it? Or I don't know. I mean, you have to figure out what your why is. If you want to hit financial independence, what's your why? Why do you want to reach that? So you can stop working completely so that you have the financial security of not ever having to work again, which was my why. Or is it just because you want to hit some random goal? I find that random goals don't work for me, especially. I need to know why I want to be there, and I don't want to have to think about it. For instance, the reason why I wanted to reach financial independence was because I didn't want to go to work for a crappy client anymore and have to take their crap. So that's the reason why.
Right.
That's my why.
You are prolific in the content that you create. What are the top two or three articles that you've posted on the blog that seem to have resonated the most with your readers?
Net worth. Anything to do with, you know, benchmarking your net worth, how what age you are for what net worth you have. Those always do really well because, you know, we're human. We just want to know how we're doing versus everybody else.
What is one topic you wish you never had to talk about ever again in a conversation or on your blog? And what is one that you could talk about every single day, all day, and still be excited about it?
Okay, the topic I would never want to ever talk about is probably anything to do with insurance. I know.
Oh my gosh, that's mine too!
I you know what? It drives me crazy because I don't understand some of the terms in there because I've made it a point to not have to understand it. So
now please tell, you have a child. Please tell me you have life insurance.
I do not because I don't need it. We're completely debt free. We have more than enough assets that he doesn't.
But why wouldn't you get a simple term life plan? It's like
because I don't understand it, Bruce.
Oh my gosh. Clearly I've got some education too. You should let me do a guest post on your blog. Term life is cheap.
Okay, let me Google it. Let me Google this. I'm going to write it down right now.
You Google that. Okay, so that's what you don't want to talk about. What do you want to talk about?
I could talk about shopping and spending your money in a smart manner until the cows come home. The second topic is financial independence for women. That one I hit pretty hard on because I feel like women are very underserved in terms of the money community, in terms of being heard. in terms of not being shamed for basic purchases that they may like, such as, you know, makeup, skincare, all the things
and
that I
the
like.
The ancient Greek platinum sandals that I mentioned earlier. Come on.
Those are
amazing.
Those are cheap. Sir, those were cheap. Considering
for
what they
were. I
don't
buy shoes. $171 is more than I've probably ever paid on a pair of shoes.
See? Exactly. That's why women need a role model like myself.
Yeah, they need it. There is a gendered bias here. It is.
Yes.
It's true.
It's, I mean, you're probably wearing, you know, a plastic bag with some, some insulation.
You're not far off. I was on television earlier today, so I'm not wearing a plastic bag, but I am wearing shoes with holes in them because my toes poke through. They're my old runners. See? I wear them as slippers. So many secrets we've uncovered today here, except for your full name, and I will never disclose anything that I have learned privately. Sherry, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And best of luck with the future of your blog. It is Save, Spend, Splurge.